how much, how friendly we are with the DA.
Okay.
Then him and his friends, they always come over there about 6 o'clock, and they got these little packs, leather packs. And
pocketbooks, man.
Pocketbooks. Like little purses. They keep dope, their matches and
stuff. What kind of dope?
They mostly carry cocaine and stuff like that off in them. And
have you seen anything else other than cocaine?
I seen a little weed, but mostly cocaine and
how much
packs.
How much cocaine are you talking about? About?
Is he a preacher?
I'm not sure about that, Father. I don't know.
What it look like? The package look what the package look like.
Does he have a lot of his drugs? And then what did you say he keeps the drugs?
He keeps some of it in his room, in this TV thing, whatever. But one who has the most of it is Albert. I seen him smoke it more than anybody else. His friends.
How old is his son?
Huh?
How old is his son?
His brother.
His brother.
His brother's about 22. And I think I see what his friends.
Can you give this to Jim?
I don't think so. I hope not.
It's true. Did he threaten you? I hear that you told. What did he say?
He told me that if I betrayed him or told anything that was to him a lie or something about it, that he'd come look me up and stuff, and he'd have to do me in stuff.
Do you in? Don't worry. What did he say he's going to do to me? He's going to have heads rolled?
Yeah, he says if anything happens to Vicky, he's going to come in here and he's going to make Jim Jones' head roll.
I'm not worried about this.
What did you say?
Obviously, we're not going to do anything to Vicky. These ones talking this stupid violence. Ridiculous violence.
Did you say anything about getting some more people or something?
Oh, he said that he was going to go down there. He's got 11 more brothers. He's going to, besides Albert, that he's going to come down here. If this shit don't get straightened up, that he's going to come down here and some heads going to roll in this church. And then he said he's got some connections and stuff, like, you know, his friends, and he's got connections.
Sounds like vice connections, criminal connections, certainly no legal connections.
One thing he said,
it's about your connections. You actually have connections. You say you know about connections. See what kind of connections we got. Call the DA and see what he thinks of us. Never naming the name and going over this with shaking.
Okay.
And I don't think this line should go, because it'd be worth to find out if Vicky would try to say, get seated and stop. Let's get some function. Come on, get up.
I want to hear some of this stuff. That's all right. That's a good point.
Now,
he said if you
she was writing to me notes and stuff, you know, down about what she felt about the church and stuff, and that one time in council that she took her by her neck and started shaking her and said, you were just like another Myrtle.
I never touched you more. I never touched you more.
Did she tell you not to tell?
She told you not to tell that kind of stuff?
At first, when she first was telling me, she wouldn't tell me at all because she didn't want me, you know, like if you ever asked me that, I wouldn't have to tell. But eventually she started telling me, and then she says, don't tell unless you're forced to or something like that. If she ever left the church, that she would, that the church would take me and Jimmy and put us in juvenile hall.
Well, when did she tell you that?
This was about a week ago in the car.
She'd been involved in an outsider's for a while. That's a terrible lie. You know, I wouldn't let you go to juvenile hall. They'd have to kill me. Well, what's the matter with this woman? She's got her man. She's got her some mess. She's doing something. She's trying to make an excuse. I'm going to have to do the rest. I wonder why she wants to drag her kid out of it. Here's a kid making good model example and making A's.
Shut up! Don't say your name. Write a note. It's not that damn important that you can be
Yes, that's right.
Oh, Father, I would like to find out where she's at so we could talk some sense into it, but I don't like to chance to send him with a bunch of bastards. So keep him out of school.
Say, listen, man, you know that you threatened some of our people, I heard, who live by, and you threatened some of our people. And I want you to know that I've got a whole lot of people.
Let's get together.
I've got a whole lot of people working with me. That man got me out of the cooler, whatever his name was. He saved 700 and some people in jail. And we got a lot of friends out there. And you check with the Muslims. He's meeting with the Muslims in a big convention this next few days. And the leader's coming up to his place in Red River Valley. Throw him off a little bit. He's coming up to his place in the valley. Don't say Red River Valley. You see, man. We have a pact. You mess with the Muslims, you mess with us. You mess with us, you mess with the Muslims. And I'm not a churchy man, but I mean, I know where you base terms of groups over here, you know. I know the world. I was a pusher for years, blah, 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 blah. You just ask anybody about Teddy. I mean, don't threaten. Any harm come to know it's coming from you. Don't threaten. And you tell your wife that she got nothing to worry about us. But we don't appreciate her telling these lies on us. Telling these lies. Lies that our leader put his hand to her. That's a lie, a dirty lie. He never put his hand on her nor anybody. Who told you? Who told that? All right. Okay, well, I'm sorry. But cool the lies. And don't make no threats. If you want to make the threats, just come over. Come on over. Anytime.
Listen, man, you know that you threatened some of our people.
I heard.
You go fine. You threatened some of our people. And I want you to know that I've got a whole lot of people.
Let's get together.
I've got a whole lot of people working with me. That man got me out of the cooler, whatever his name was. He saved 700 and some people in jail. And he got a lot of friends out there. And you check with the Muslims. He's meeting with the Muslims in a big convention this next few days. And the leader's coming up to his place in Red River Valley. Throw him off a little bit. He's coming up to his place in the valley. Don't say Red River Valley. You see, man. We have a pact. You mess with the Muslims, you mess with us. If you mess with us, you mess with the Muslims. And I'm not a churchy man. But I mean, I know where you base terms of groups over here, you know. I know the world. I was a pusher for years, blah, 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 blah. You just ask anybody about Teddy. I mean, don't threaten. Any harm come to know it's coming from you. Don't threaten. And you can tell your wife that she got nothing to worry about us, but we don't appreciate her telling these lies on us. His lies. Our leader put his hand to her. That's a lie, a dirty lie. He never put his hand on her nor anybody. Who told you? Who told that? All right. Okay, well, that's all right. But cool the lies. And don't make no threats. If you want to make the threats, just come over. Come on over. Anytime.
Well, she was supposed to be telling me that she wasn't going to make up the 2 bags. She didn't want all the ladies in here to make the bags. She wanted me to make them because she knew I'd make those bags, and I'd make them one thing, and I told her I'd make them two. She's been very good. I don't know what's happened to her.
name is Nicholas.
Sure, Steve. Available then. Not until what, 10 a.m. tomorrow? Okay, fine, thank you.